Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll play for you guys my conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. We got news earlier today that Jalen Royals and Xavier Worthy, they're going to practice this week.
So it sounds like you were expecting Xavier and Royals to both practice in some form today?
Yeah, they'll practice today.
So that was Andy Reid. Someone texted into the show. Let me find it here really quickly. CDOT, you know that Royals isn't going to play this week. That's not how coach operates. You practice one week and play the next. Yes, that is usually how the Chiefs operate. I don't know if you can operate that way when you're 0-2 and staring out, possibly being 0-3. I think you possibly got to do things a little bit different this week. I know the Chiefs won't come out and outright say it. Yes, this is a must-win game. We got to win this game. They have to win this game. If you look at the Chiefs' schedule, there are not a lot of gimmies. This is one that at the very beginning of the season, you 100% wrote this down as a win for the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that you guys are not worried about the Chargers and think the Chargers are going to fail. But if you lose this game, you are possibly looking at, you are 0-3. The Chargers will have beaten you and all the other teams in your division. That is a tremendous hill to climb the second half of the season. So, yes, the Chiefs usually operate a certain way. We ain't never seen them with their back up against the wall like this, where they got a must-win game in the middle of September like they're about to have here coming up in a couple of days. And they have never had such a depleted wide receiver room like they have right now. So if Royals physically can help you do anything this week, if he can help you on a jet sweep, if he can help you on a screen, he can help you in special teams, it's got to be an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation for them on Sunday night in New York, Rob.
So I don't want to say I totally agree with the texter, because I do see your point that, hey, it's a little bit of all hands on deck. You cannot go 0-3. And I do think this week is a must-win game for the Chiefs because of how the schedule shakes out after the Giants. This is as close to a gimme as they can get on their schedule. But I don't want to rush Jalen Royals back. I think Xavier Worthy is a different conversation than Jalen Royals. Xavier Worthy practiced and was healthy most of camp, was ready to go week one. I don't want to say freak accident transpired, but a play that we don't see very often in the NFL transpired. He then missed week two. So he has at least, plus last season, a background of being ready to go. Jalen Royals hasn't practiced at all since what? Did he practice in St. Joe? I don't believe he has.
It's been a while.
I would slow play Jalen Royals because he's a rookie and I want him at full capacity. I think Xavier Worthy is what you're describing. Help is on the way. Worthy will be back this week. I think they're going to slow play Jalen Royals a little bit more only because of the amount of practice he missed. It's not just one day yesterday.
And I think that is a very, very fair point. My question is, can you afford to slow play it right now with the wide receiver room that you have? Are you in a position right now where you can bring things along slowly? That's usually a position the Chiefs can have because there's no sense of urgency in the regular season. Think about it. For the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, the stance in Kansas City, and rightly so in a lot of ways, is, well, I'm not worried about the regular season. What does the regular season matter? We know, yeah, that's been the stance. They never had their backup. The last time they had their backup against the wall in a regular season game, you would say it probably was Chiefs-Titans, maybe back in 2019 was the last time you felt like that. Maybe it was that regular season game against the Chargers. Remember the one where Kelce had the game-winning touchdown? Like, they just haven't had many, you gotta win this regular season game. Sometimes they have a, it'd be nice. They don't usually have a, there is no doubt, no question, how you feel about the Chiefs drastically shifts with a win or a loss. That's where they are heading into this game. So I hear your point about Jalen Royals. If you feel like he can help you in any capacity, if you feel like he's healthy, he understands the offense, yeah, maybe the old Chiefs would have been like, hey, let's give him an extra week to get things going. You can't afford your margin for error right now from a record standpoint. Your margin for error from a roster standpoint is just really, really slim. So we're going to play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes coming up in just a bit. We have been kind of going through some of the memories as he is turning 30 today. We'll talk to him about his birthday coming up in just a bit. I want to play this for you. This is my, I realized the Chiefs had something special in Patrick Mahomes moment. I imagine this was the same for many of you as well.
Chiefs lead 14-7. Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Chris Conley with the catch. But Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
I remember that play very vividly. It was like it just happened. I remember watching that play, and I felt like I was watching a quarterback who had a combination of Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. The balance, the athleticism, the throw, the accuracy, the ball placement. I mean, you would be very, very hard-pressed to show me a much more athletic play from a young quarterback than that one. And in a game and a player where the hype was already bubbling, and maybe some of you were trying to like temper your hype and expectations and you didn't want to throw too much on a young guy at that stage in his career. I mean, that is his first home start. Every other start he had made is on the road, and he was really good in those games. He finally came home. You had your quarterback. A lot of you who are around my age, maybe a little bit older, a little bit younger, you know what it was like for the Chiefs to never have their own starting quarterback. It always felt like they were leasing somebody else's QB. Usually San Francisco's QB. You know, they went that stretch there where they were just, they would have the San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback for whatever. They were just in love with that time. And for you to have your own quarterback and for him in his first game to make that play, they dominate the San Francisco 49ers. I think that was one of those, hey, the Chiefs got something very, very special here at quarterback. I want to play kind of part two of that because to me, these two plays, to me, they go in conjunction. It's that play against the San Francisco 49ers. And also, your greatness at quarterback is defined by when situations are not ideal. That next week they go on the road for Monday Night Football, and the Broncos have always been a house of horrors for the Kansas City Chiefs. They weren't really playing that well early on in the game. They had some injuries. It's Monday Night Football. It's in Mile High. It is just a close, hard-fought divisional football game, and I think that was the first of us sort of realizing that he was different and just the mindset of, I'm not going to let us lose today, and he pulled this out.
This crowd crazy, making it tough on Patrick Mahomes. Broncos show blitz, a sellout blitz. Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, third and five. Batman's left-handed. He throws it for six with his left hand.
I think we've seen Pat do this a bunch over his NFL career. I don't think that this was really that much different from him. I'm going to figure out a way to make a play that not a lot of other people can make, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we are going to win this football game. I mean, since that moment, we could all think of 20 different examples. Sometimes the Chiefs win, sometimes they lose, But more times than not, there becomes this moment where Pat realizes, I'm the best football player in the world. I need to do something special. And that was just one of those plays. That is probably a play that people outside of Kansas City, or if you're not a Chiefs fan or follow the team, that is not a play that you think about. I'm also not sure if that's going to be on Patrick Mahomes' highlight montage at the end of his career. Probably should be. I'm not sure if it's going to be one of those plays. It's going to be one of those memories where you remember watching that play and against the team where their quarterback had done that to you for so many years. For you to have the ability to do that to them and their building on Monday Night Football and steal a game that you probably shouldn't have, it just kind of set the tone for what the Chiefs had at quarterback, and they have had tremendous success with him. We were talking about this earlier, that Patrick Mahomes, I think you could argue, he has had the best 20s of any player in the history of the National Football League. When you look at everything that he has accomplished, I think you could look up anybody. Look up Joe Montana. Look up Terry Bradshaw. Look up any player that you want to name. I don't think they accomplished more from ages 20 to 30 in the National Football League than Patrick Mahomes did. Speaking of him, we got a chance to talk to him earlier today. Hit me, Rob.
He is QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick.
He is a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Every Tuesday at 3:15, you can hear him right here with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, our appearances by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and we started our conversation with, today is your 30th birthday. Happy birthday, Patrick. What did you do for your 21st birthday?
I'm pretty sure my 21st birthday had a football game in college. I don't remember exactly who we played, but hopefully we won, so I'll have to look back on it and see if we won that game.
Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't have any kind of celebration or something? You didn't do something before or after the game?
I honestly don't even remember, man. I've always found it hard to celebrate my birthday just being in football season, especially early in football season. So most times I just try to celebrate it in the off season, or just kind of like a dinner or something with Brittany.
Have you had any chance to just kind of reflect on how much your life has changed since that 21st birthday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super grateful for just everything that I've kind of experienced in life. I mean, I've had great people around me in my family and friends, and obviously had a great run here in Kansas City, and so it's been a lot of fun these last 9 years, I guess that would be, until I was 30, but let's make it another 10 to 15 more.
So we were having some bets around the office on how you prefer your steak to get cooked. Some people were saying well done, and I was like, not my guy. Pat's not getting his steak cooked well done. On Sunday, whenever you guys ate, tell me what you ordered.
I got the Wagyu meatballs, and then I ate a little bit of the chicken just as like kind of an appetizer, and then we got some of the ribeye. And so I do get my steak. I get my steak medium. I can do medium. I did medium rare for a long time, but now I'm just a medium guy, and I feel like no matter where you go, you can get a good medium steak.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's how I get mine. I get my medium rare, medium, depending where I am, so I'm happy to know that you and I are on the same page there. For sides, what do you usually get? Are you a mac and cheese, a mashed potato guy? What are you getting for sides?
It kind of depends. You know, sometimes I will do the mac and cheese and, like, the french fries and stuff like that. But, like, the other night, just kind of chilling with, like, the broccolini and the mashed potatoes and not eating too heavy, knowing that I got a football game coming up.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Today is actually the grand opening for your steakhouse. How excited are you for the public to get an opportunity to go?
I'm super excited. You know, they had the kind of the soft opening this last week, and from everything, I mean, I wasn't really there a lot, but from everything I could tell, it went really well, and people had great feedback as far as their experiences there. And so I'm just excited for Kansas City to have this place that I think a lot of people will love and get great food and great community and get to be together at another place in Kansas City than call their own.
You've done a lot before your 30th birthday. You have a very successful foundation that has done a lot for kids in the area. You opened up a steakhouse. You've elevated the brand for your university. You've been able to accomplish a lot of things. Do you have things that you want to accomplish in your 30s? What are some of your personal goals?
As far as off the field, I think I just want to be the best dad and the best husband that I can be. Like, it's being able to go home every single day and see those kids and the smiles on their face. I want to continue to just be a great example for them and for the rest of the community as well. And so there's nothing like that I've set out and I'm trying to do this or do that. I just want to do whatever I can to give back to the community that's given me so much and hopefully win a lot of Super Bowls on the field.
I know you don't like talking about yourself, but today is just kind of a day of reflection. I have to tell you some of the things that you have accomplished. You have won 3 Super Bowls. You have been the MVP of all of those Super Bowls. You won the MVP in the NFL multiple times. You've been a 6-time Pro Bowler. You guys have been to 7 AFC Championship games. Could you imagine that you would have done all of this prior to the age of 30?
No, probably not. You know, like I focus so much on the day and trying to get better that day. And coming out of college and at Texas Tech, I knew that I'd put up a lot of stats, but I wanted to learn how to win and to win consistently. And I got blessed to come to Kansas City with Coach Reed and all these great players around me, and they taught me how to win. They taught me how to push to be even better every single day, and it helped elevate my game and elevate me to be a better role model, a better leader. And I just try to embrace that, knowing that it doesn't last forever, but it's been a lot of fun, and we'll keep pushing it to get even better every single year.
Last reflective question, at least about your career, and we'll move to the present day. You have 17 playoff wins before you turned 30 years old. Tom Brady had 12 playoff wins by the time he was 30 years old. Have you thought about the pace you were on by when we look at this thing a decade from now, where you could potentially be?
Yeah, but you have to keep up with it. I mean, I think that's what makes Tom so great, is that he continued to do it year in and year out for 20 years. I mean, he kept just being at the top of the game, and that comes with a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. And so I try to do that. Even in times like right now when it's not going well, I still put in the work, knowing that if you put in the work, usually good things happen. And so it speaks to his greatness that he was able to do it for 20 straight years, a little over 20 years. And so I'll just continue to work extremely hard and give myself the opportunity to go out there and win as many games as possible.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's get to this week. Let's look ahead. You guys are 0-2. What is the sense of urgency that you feel heading into Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I mean, it's a high sense of urgency. You know, going up against this team, I mean, this is a team that has played 2 good football games as well, and they've kind of been similar to us, where they've kind of come up short just a little bit, but they have a lot of great football players, and this will be their home opener, so it'll be a great environment playing at the Giants Stadium at MetLife, and they'll be hungry too. So it's going to be 2 teams that are very hungry, that are trying to get that win on the board to get their seasons back on track. And so it's a high sense of urgency, knowing we got to play our best football, play better than we played these first 2 weeks.
It feels crazy to use this term in September, but do you consider Sunday Night Football to be must-win for you guys?
I've never, until it's like playoffs or it's like you win and go home, I never say must-win. But, I mean, it's an important football game, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's being 0-2 is one thing, but being 0-3, I mean, it's tough to come back and make the playoffs and get to where you want to be at. And so we feel this sense of urgency here, knowing that we got to play better as a full team. I mean, I feel like the first game offensively we played pretty good. Second game we played bad, and it kind of flipped on the defensive side of the football. And so for us, we got to come together as a team. You know, we got to continue to put in the work, but come together as a team on game day and play our best football on game day to get a win and get our season back on track.
This is along that same vein, but I'm sure you've heard the stat by now, and it is a stat that is going to be drilled into you guys' head over the next couple of days. Since expanding the playoffs, there have been 41 teams that have started 0-2. Only 5 of those teams have made the postseason. You guys obviously have championship DNA. Nobody is counting you guys out, but how do you guys dig yourself out of the hole that you guys have created these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think you just got to focus on the now and what we can do. And today, that's having the best practice that we can have and preparing ourselves for this game that we're playing this weekend. And Everything's still in front of us. You know, we know that we haven't played our best football these first 2 weeks, but if we play the way that we think we can play, we can win a lot of football games. And so come to work every single day and kind of just get after it and continue to get better and better and try to go out there and stack some wins as the season goes along. And by the end of the season, give yourself a chance to be in the playoffs and go out there and win those games as well.
One stat has jumped out to me. You actually lead quarterback in rushing yards. You have 123 so far this season. No other quarterback in the league has 100 yards rushing. Are you running more out of necessity this year? Are you seeing more in the defense? What has led to you taking off more this season?
Yeah, I think just kind of the flow of the game. Just forget when defenses are playing some of the man coverages, they're really focusing on stopping guys down the field. And so when they do that, if they get out of the rush lane, just kind of opened up for me to be able to run. But that's something that I've always had. I obviously just used it a little bit more these last 2 weeks, but I'm going to do whatever it takes to win at the end of the day. And I don't call myself necessarily a running quarterback, but I can do enough to move the chains. And so I'm just excited for us to continue to evolve as an offense and get even better.
Obviously, this is something that you have to be mindful of. How are you going to try to manage those hits on your body, the potential extra wear and tear for a long football season?
I always prepare my body for it, you know. I mean, there's obviously I try not to take the big hits and get down when I can in space and stuff like that. But if you're getting hit in the pocket or out of the pocket, you're taking hits throughout a season, so you have to prepare your body for that. And so that stuff I do all off season and do during the season as well, just to prepare my body for a tough NFL season, just like everybody else.
We've talked about you being the villain in certain aspects. You mentioned the home opener for the Giants or going on the road in Sunday Night Football. Everything is kind of against you in that. What is it like to go into those environments looking to leave with the W?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. Don't get me wrong, but it's always a great opportunity to go in there and kind of build that memory with your teammates of being having to come together and win these big games and these big moments on Sunday Night Football and stuff like that. And so I think that's stuff that can help build character for a team throughout the entire season, knowing that you're not always going to get to play at Arrowhead and get to have that home crowd behind you. You have to learn how to come together as a team and makes you closer as a team as the season goes on.
I'll get you out of here with these last handful of questions. You obviously are very familiar with New York. Your dad played for the New York Mets. What memory do you have of New York as a kid?
I think my best memory is the Subway Series. I mean, I think that was always something that was really cool. And then being able to go and see the Statue of Liberty as a kid was something that stuck in my brain. And so I had a lot of great memories there. My dad was playing great baseball and playing in National League Championship Series versus the Braves and Subway Series versus the Yankees. And so it was a lot of fun times. And I was about 5, 6, 7 years old. And so that was like right when I could really start remembering stuff.
During the Kingdom, they showed these highlights of you hitting home runs as a kid. When was the last time that you saw those clips? I had never seen that video before.
I hadn't seen him in a long time, and for me, I just heard the stories, you know, like with your dad or your grandpa or whoever, they always tell you stories, and half the time you're like, I don't know if I really believe what they're saying, but my dad had always told me that exact story, and so to see it on the home video that my mom found, I don't know where she found it at, it was cool because it just showed that all those stories my dad was telling me about me as a kid and his time in New York were all true.
I mean, you should have known right then and there that you were going to be really athletic because I'm sitting there watching like, I don't know if you're supposed to be this age being able to hit that far.
I always thought I was a baseball player, man. I grew up in it, and I learned so much of it. But looking back now, it was really cool.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday Night Football. Pat, again, happy birthday, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He joins us every Wednesday now at 3:15. His appearances are brought to you by Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered a complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. If you want to keep your drive going, remember to take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Special thanks to Telly Tire. They are the sponsor for our interview with Patrick Mahomes. A lot to get into in today's show as we continue to celebrate Patrick Mahomes' 30th birthday. We are taking trips down memory lanes. Coming up on the other side, I want to read you a stat about the defense and ask the question, do you put that on the secondary or the defensive line? I'll tell you the stat next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck?
Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to give you guys a stat about the Chiefs. I also want to play some audio for you guys because the conspiracy theories are already starting to form around the Kansas City Chiefs. So I saw this stat earlier today on CBS Sports, and I'm curious to get you guys' thoughts. If you think that this is a defensive line issue or a cornerback issue, so far in their first two games of the season, opponents are completing 71.4% of their passes against the Chiefs defense. They have allowed three touchdown passes. They have not forced a turnover so far this season. Now, it's early. They've only played two games, but there are only a small handful of teams that haven't forced a turnover yet. They've only committed one turnover. You guys know which one that was, and it ended up proving to be very fatal in their chances of upsetting the Philadelphia Eagles. When you hear that stat that the Chiefs defense is giving up 71.4% completion percentage, just to give you an idea of what the average is around 66% right now. Now, granted, it's early on. For example, Jared Goff is completing 80% of his passes. I don't think he's finishing the year with 80% completion percentage. But just right now, what the average is, I mean, we are talking about far above league average in terms of completion percentage. And they're also not really a defense right now that is taking the ball away and creating opportunities for the offense. It's one thing to get stops and keep the offense in it. But right now, I think we're looking at an offense that they need you to force a turnover. They need you to force a sack fumble so you give a short field to the offense. I just don't trust their offense enough, especially on the road. I just don't trust their offense enough to put together 9, 10, 11 play drives. Something usually happens. A penalty, a missed assignment, a player just not being in the right spot. Like, there is a reason why their offense has stalled. They need their defense not only to limit the other team's offensive output, they need the defense to make things easier for the offense by creating short fields and creating opportunities and easy scoring drives for the offense. Rob, when you hear that stat, when you hear that number, are you putting that number on the D-line or the secondary room?
I'm going to put that number on the D-line for now because their D-line has been a problem. They have what? Bink has the stat. He told me the other day. They don't have a lot of sacks, and they have less sacks than their D-line. I know Omar Norman Lott got one against Jalen Hurts. if Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert, who we can argue about where they land in the pantheon of quarterbacks, but they are upper echelon quarterbacks in the NFL, have all day to throw, I promise they will pick you apart. So I'm going to put the blame more, not 100%, but more on the group that's very expensive and falling short. Chris Jones, we had all those stats yesterday since the contract got signed, has not lived up to it. George Karlaftis, it's two games, but if I pulled the stats of him since the contract got signed, not living up to it. Charles Minnehu, me and you talked all offseason about, hey, who's going to have the bigger breakout contract here, Minnehu or Pacheco? Right now it's a tie. They're both not doing it. And then it's Jerry Tillery and co. and Derek Nnadi and a group of people. You're like, they're not expecting sacks in this group, but they are out there. So I lean defensive line. But as time goes on, if I continue to see Jaden Hicks and co. get cooked, I might swing back over. But Spags' defense is predicated on pressure, and there is none right now.
I know we haven't taken a full look ahead to Sunday Night Football. Russell Wilson is weird. I don't know what version of Russell Wilson you are about to get. In game one, he was 17 of 37 for 168 yards and didn't throw a touchdown. In Sunday's game against the Cowboys, that might be a top five game we've had so far this year. You probably put last week's Sunday Night Football, I guess week one Sunday Night Football, Bills and Ravens, has been the best game so far this season. That Cowboys and Giants game was a really, really good game. Russell Wilson was 31 of 40 for 450 yards and three touchdowns. Now, he did throw a costly interception that led to the Dallas field goal that got them the win in the end. But, I mean, this is a dealer's choice of what Russell Wilson could do. It wouldn't shock me if Russell Wilson throws for 170 yards in this game. It wouldn't shock me if Russell Wilson throws for 300 yards in this game. I expect the Chiefs defense to continue what they've done against the Philadelphia Eagles and send pressure and send blitzes. You're hoping that they get home, and you're hoping that you're going to get one or two opportunities to force a turnover. You just got to make that turnover. So I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Don LaGreca. He is one of the voices of New York sports talk. Now, you probably have heard a Don LaGreca rant back in the day. This is kind of what he does. About once, twice a year, maybe more, he just gets fired up about something. Well, the Giants are 0-2. The Chiefs are 0-2. Both teams need a win. Now, these two teams have very different aspirations. You know what the Giants are planning to do? Keep their head coach employed. The Chiefs are looking to get back in this thing, win the AFC West, and go to another Super Bowl. So here is Don LaGreca. He's got some theories.
The league won't allow it. I'm just going to throw it out there. The NFL is not going to allow the Chiefs to start 0-3. There's too much on the line. I'm sorry. Call me a conspiracy theorist.
I will.
ESPN can fire me. The NFL is not going to allow the Kansas City Chiefs to lose that game on national television to be 0-3. That's not going to happen. What are they going to do?
Wait, but is that,
you've got them, they're getting married later. They're engaged.
But you don't really believe it.
All these nationally televised. I'm telling you, we're going to sit here on next Monday.
Well,
the Sunday
just
night
win,
game,
though.
We're going to sit there and we're going to say there's going to at least. I'm telling you, there's going to be at least three calls where we're like, how did that happen?
But do you think they're really going to need that?
Probably not. I'm just telling you, on top of the Giants not being good, the league just won't allow it. I'm like, well, honestly, people,
no, I
rise up. Speak our minds here. Is there any world that the NFL is going to say, yeah, let's, whatever we do, make sure the Giants win this game. The Chiefs are not going 0-3.
I can't imagine like psyching yourself out of a home loss before it even happens. Like, you've already created the built-in excuses. Let's remove the fact that the Chiefs have the better coach. Let's remove the fact that the Chiefs have the better quarterback. Let's remove the fact that the Chiefs have more talent than the New York Giants. Let's remove all of those things. It's going to be the officials. It's going to be one or two controversial calls that make you scratch your head. That sounds like a normal Sunday in the National Football League. I see that happen in all of these games. So, yeah, that's not really some bold stance. Hey, there's going to be two calls I disagree with. My team's going to lose. Yeah, probably. That's probably how this game ends. So maybe we disagree. I'm with them. That probably will happen. There's going to be a 50-50 call. It's going to go against the Giants. The Chiefs are going to take advantage. The Chiefs more than likely win this game. That was always going to be the case. The Chiefs starting 0-2 has not moved me off of this. there's going to be games I'm worried about. This ain't one of them. Or if we are having a conversation on Monday that the Chiefs couldn't figure out a way to beat a team that we think is going to finish probably bottom eight in the National Football League, probably fire their coach at the end of the season, then they got more serious problems than any of us want to recognize at this point. I haven't pressed the panic button. Reading the text line, I don't think many of you have pressed the panic button. I'm standing right next to it, though. I'm not pressing it yet. It's like deal or no deal. No, I'm not taking the deal right now. If they lose to the Giants, I will press the button. I am worried about the Chiefs if they lose this game. But it won't be the NFL and some conspiracy. No, it won't be any of those things. It'll be because your team isn't good enough. Something that we've basically known since March, that the Giants are not a good enough football team. All right, coming up on the other side, I got a couple of other quotes that I want to play for you guys. I will present all the evidence I need that Mike McDaniel is going to be fired by week 7. I present it to you next. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to read this text to you guys. The text came in and says, hey guys, what scares me the most about Sunday is these are the games that the Chiefs are more than likely to lose because it's a trap game. Respectfully, ain't no trap game when you 0-2. That shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. You're 0-2. You have not won. You have not played well, I would say, in either one of those games. Not a complete game on both sides of the ball. You have made critical errors. There ain't no trap game. A trap game comes from a place of comfort. A trap game comes from a place where usually it's okay if you lose that game. I mean, you don't want to lose to the Titans, but you're 7-2. You're looking ahead to bigger and better things. If you lose to the Titans, I mean, it's disappointing, but you can move forward. There's no trap game when you started the season out 0-2. None. So, no, I am not looking at this like it's going to be a trap game. I am not considering it to be a trap game. I don't look at it as that. I don't want nothing to do with it possibly being a trap game. I don't think that it is a trap game. Not at all. We'll get to the comments from Mike McDaniel here coming up in just a little bit. If you missed it, Jordan Mailata, he was on WIP in Philadelphia. He's the left tackle for the Eagles. Here he is defending the tush push.
I understand the outrage. What I don't understand is them using it as an excuse to why we won the game.
Right.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful to our defense and our special teams who balled out. You know, my brother's on defense and special teams who balled out that game, who had our backs when we weren't moving the ball or we weren't doing anything. You know, and so when I see those things and they fly, you know, they fly across my timeline here and there. And I do my best to stay off social media, but that kind of irks me a little bit. That pisses me off because we give so much to this game and to you know, kind of base off a short yardage play that is a football play.
Yeah.
And say that we won the game off that, but not how our defense played, not how our special teams have played, putting us in those positions. You know, I think it's bull crap. Part of my French. Hey, let me press this dump button.
No, bull crap
is fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that one's fine.
I was going to say a lot of other stuff, but you know. I just think it's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish, man. It makes my blood boil just thinking about it.
I'm going to say this about the tush push. Sports are one of the few things that kind of forces you to ride with nonsense until the wheels fall off. I mean, we all have done it before, right? We all have. That's part of being a fan. Like, part of being a fan is being a little bit hypocritical. Part of being a fan is being a little bit unrealistic. You can't look at the way that the Eagles line up. You cannot look at the way that offensive linemen, I would say pretty routinely, for Philadelphia move early and defend that play. It is impossible if you're looking at it through a neutral. It's impossible to do it. But if you're the Eagles, some of your identity is wrapped up into this play. I was in Vegas coming home from the fight. I watched it at a Vegas sports book. Eagles fans everywhere. You know, they're a popular national brand. The time they got most excited watching the Eagles is when they do the tush push. It is a badge of honor. We do this. This is our thing. Everybody else has tried to do it. Nobody else can do it like us. I mean, they got more excited when they would line up for the tush push than when they scored touchdowns. More excited than when Kelsey had the bobble for the interceptions. It is their thing. So I get it. Everybody's territorial about what their team is known for, their traditions, their honor. The play is rubbish. I'm sorry. And I defended you. I believed in you. I'm sorry. I can't defend it after what I saw last week. That play is a problem. So line up correctly and run it correctly, or nobody can run the play. We're going to take away from everybody. I don't think that's a bad stance to have. All right, there's two things I want to play. The first thing I want to play for you guys is I'm telling you right now to take out all the money that you have. And I want you to place it on Mike McDaniel from the Dolphins being the first coach that gets fired. I don't know what money that you can get access to, but I mean, dump out your 401k. I mean, take out your kids' college fund. I want you to put all of it on Mike McDaniel to be fired at some point between now and month. When I heard this quote, I'm telling you, he is not going to. And it also explained why he and Tyreek Hill don't get along. Like, everything about the Dolphins start made sense to me when I heard this quote. Listen to this after they lost to the Patriots in week two.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
That's the head coach of an NFL team. Hey, let's start taking bets right now. What team is Mike McDaniel going to be the offensive coordinator for next year? He will not be employed by the Miami Dolphins. Not at all. He won't be employed by the Miami Hurricanes at the end of this season. What team do we think he's going to be the offensive coordinator for? Because this has offensive consultant for Power 4 college football team written all over it. This has offensive consultant for Penn State written all over it. What in the world is he talking about?
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the.
What is he talking about? You know, I'm telling you, I can picture the moment where Tyreek Hill rolled his eyes and determined, I'm not listening to this man anymore. What is this man talking about? Please get me off of this team. I'm telling you, week seven, Mike McDaniel is going to be on NFL Network. That's where he's going to be. He's going to be sitting right next to our dear friend Nick Wright on First Things First by November 1st. I try to let Rob have some input in what we talk about. I try to let him have some input. I didn't bring this up. I didn't hear it. We have a little meeting where, you know, we all kind of throw in opinions and wait, what should we talk about today? I could tell the way Rob was hinting at it. You know how like your wife asks for something, but she doesn't want to outright ask for it? I mean, I put this audio in the system. I mean, I know we might not talk about it, but hey, you know, I mean, if we got time to get to it, okay, Rob, what is it? You want me to play this Bill Simmons cut? I see you didn't mark it, so it's got to be some nonsense, but you wanted me to play this. I do not know. I have not heard this. You just put Bill Simmons audio, right?
I mean, you love the Bill Simmons podcast.
I do.
This would be good for our show.
Okay, all right. I'm going to play this for you just because I know we're out of time here. I know you want to hear it. Okay.
Darren Peterson, who's going to Kansas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He is the number one high school player this year. And... just from all accounts, he's Kobe.
All right. Well,
we got plenty of time before the break. We got hours before the break. Commercials are a figment of our imagination. Let's talk about your guy, Bill Simmons, because he's called Darren Peterson, Kobe Bryant.
All right. This is a minute. If there's a minute of them comparing Darren Peterson to Kobe Bryant, I don't need to hear any more of the audio. I don't need to hear it. I don't want to play it. I don't want to consume.
It's not just Kobe. He says he's a lock for the next Olympic roster. Lock.
All right. I heard everything I needed to hear. I didn't need to hear anymore. I didn't need to consume any of the content. We compared Darren Peterson, who hasn't played a college basketball game, who's a 6'2 point guard. He's Kobe. Okay. All right. No, you got it. All right. No, you got it. All right. I can't wait. I'm telling you, Rob, if he's not what you tell me he is, you better not show up during college basketball season. I'm telling you right now, it is not going to be a fun college basketball season on this show if Darren Peterson is just an average college basketball player. I will make this show will be miserable for you and people like you if that ends up being Kobe Bryant. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.